Be yourself. Here's a quote by Marva Collins that says a lot. Trust yourself. Think for yourself. Act for yourself. Be yourself. Imitation is suicide. Imitation is suicide. All of us begin as imitators of someone. However, as we mature, we either take on a character of our own, or we quietly become the joke of our magic friends because we're still trying to be David Copperfield or some other well-known personality. I still remember the first day I recognized who I really was, and more importantly, whom I wasn't. It was certain that I wasn't an illusionist. I didn't have the look or character to pull off the tall, dark, and handsome, but that's okay. I had lots of other qualities that I could use to entertain. The key is to build on your positives and not try to be something you're not. If you've never stepped back and really looked at your act, you may have never noticed who you have been imitating. Stop this tape right now and think about your style, your look, your tricks, and your personality. Are all these characteristics really you? Or do they bear a strange resemblance to some other well-known magician or entertainer? I live in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which is a tourist destination for over 9 million visitors a year. We have a variety of entertainment theaters in our area, but one of my favorites is called the Memories Theater. They offer look-alike and sound-alike entertainers for such personalities as Elvis, Buddy Holly, Dolly, Kenny Rogers, and others. The show is fun and always entertains because the audience chooses to be reminded of the feelings they had when they first saw the original. Everyone realizes that the imitators do a great job, but they wouldn't have a job without the originals. Wouldn't you rather be an original than just another imitation? Be yourself.